Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Vet Chats, where we help veterans share their awesome stories and make the veteran community a better place. I hope you'll stay tuned to hear how this generation is continuing their service. So when I was contemplating getting out, I actually planned on moving back to my home state of Wisconsin. And I remember feeling so excited about going to college and living close to family. I even started reconnecting with old friends and telling them all about the things I wanted to do. However, that dream was short-lived because I ended up following my then boyfriend, now husband, to his next duty station instead. And I'm grateful that I did that, like no regrets at all, but sometimes I do think about what it would have been like if I decided to go back home after I got out of the Navy. What would it have been like? What kind of career field would I be in? You know, what would my life look like? And I also know that so many of you have moved back home and had some interesting experiences, so I just wanted to chat a little further on the topic and explain how there can be both positives and negatives that come with making that move back home. There are a lot of mixed feelings that I see people have about moving back home when they get out. It is exciting to reconnect with friends and family, but they may view you differently. The military changes who you are, and people also have changed while you were gone. Things are just bound to be different. I was talking to someone and he felt as if his friends and families had a hero perception of him. They expected him to be tough and strong, which prevented him from being honest with himself to get the help he needed. People could also be more cautious around you because they have a perception that veterans are broken or crazy or just going off of things they've seen in Hollywood or in the media. These sort of mixed reactions are all attempts to put the veteran in a box so that they can understand instead of just accepting them for a person, which is what we all are, right? But on the other hand, it is great to have that built-in support that comes with moving back home. You are more likely to have family around and people to check on you. If you have kids, this is even a bigger bonus because hopefully you'll have help with your kids and get a break. And some people move back just for that goal of having help raising their kids or having support or having people check in on them. And then when we get home, those expectations aren't met. So I think if you are about to move home or maybe you've recently moved home, feel confident enough to have that conversation with those around you. Let them know your expectations because I think sometimes people have expectations of us when we come back into a situation and we have expectations of them and oftentimes they can be missed and a simple communication may be able to help that. When I asked in the group channel what it was like for you to move back home, half of you said things changed and so did I. But then there were others that said things were sadly still the same, but I was different. And I found both of these to be so interesting, and both can absolutely be true. We can return and feel as if everyone has moved on. It is easy to feel like you missed out on things because you did. Lots of birthday parties, weddings, babies being born. Life does keep moving, but it doesn't mean that you are forgotten. It is just going to be an adjustment period where people get used to you being around and more available now. Now, I think the frustration with people not changing can be that you have gone and done many things while your friends are still getting drunk at the same bars and doing the same shit. They're still in that old mindset, almost like you had maybe when you were in high school or your early 20s when you did leave. Growth is uncomfortable, and even more so when those around you seem stuck in their old ways. So you may feel like I'm supposed to fit in with these people. They're my friends or they were my friends, but you're just a different person now. And that's actually a good thing, even though it kind of feels awkward or disappointing, but you know, try to remember that's a good thing. And kind of speaking of that, you may find people are just unrelatable. Their problems seem so minuscule to what you have gone through or maybe what you have seen around the world. You may notice that people complain more. Their worldview hasn't changed. They have no clue what it's really like out there. And because you do, it is hard to feel empathy towards them. My best advice when it comes to this is to just remember that they don't understand where you're coming from and their problems are real to them. I was listening to JP, the veteran coach, and he was on 1 Mile, 1 Veteran podcast, and he was talking about how when he went to college, there was a girl falling asleep in class, and he actually went up to her and said, "Hey, if you're falling asleep, you need to stand up," because that's what we did in the military. And it made me smile because I did the same thing when I was in college. I was in a discussion in a philosophy class with this one girl who said she couldn't get her homework done because she had this, this, and this. And I was like, that's unacceptable. Like, you can get it done. But now looking back at that, and I know JP also looks back at his situation, like, we were in the wrong for that because people's problems are all different to them. And just because, you know, we were in the military and we had to suck it up a lot doesn't mean that other people are in that mindset. So, I don't know, just something to think about. Maybe you've had this interaction with being at home and, you know, someone's complaining about how the store closed and, you know, you're just thinking back to a time when you didn't even have a store that was near to you or open. So, it's frustrating, but it doesn't mean that their problems aren't real. So here's another thing. You don't have to keep the same friends, especially if they are those ones that are doing the same shit they did 10 years ago. Don't get caught up in that style. It's going to feel fun and familiar at first. You know, you're probably excited to go back to that one bar you always wanted to go to. Maybe you weren't 21 yet, or maybe you visited a few times when you were home. But realize they're doing that every night, or they're going to the same places every weekend. You know, if that gets old, don't get caught up in that cycle. It didn't get your friends anywhere, and it's not going to get you anywhere either. I would encourage you to tap into the veteran community around you. I know the VFW and the Legions get a bad rap, but your town might have a great one. You just never know. And there are also thousands of other veteran resources that may be really close to you as well. And you already know how to serve, so don't count yourself out when it comes to serving your new community. You will be so appreciated, and it's also so rewarding to get out there and help people. Showing up in these spaces where veterans are, you're more than likely to find that other people feel exactly how you do. Odds are you're going to find someone that feels exactly how you do about coming back to their hometown. So as always, these are just some of my quick thoughts, as well as some great input from you guys in our updates channel. I love asking you guys questions, and I love when you really take the time to think about it and you message me. It just makes this conversation so much more dynamic, and you know, we're getting to the bottom of these problems and helping people realize that they're not alone, that we all go through this and we can do it together. It's going to be okay. So thank you so much when you share your experiences with me. I really appreciate it. So yeah, we will chat soon. Bye.